I found this spot the other day and I got a great upper body stretch and I wanted to share it with you. First goal, find a nice spot. Here we are. This is the spot. I was enjoying this view. I saw this tree right here. I started using some of the things I know about stretching and I winded up having a great workout. So if you're somebody who has upper back tightness, chest tightness, shoulder tightness, side tightness, this is a great, great, great stretch for you. It's gonna give you relief. It's gonna make your back feel better. It's gonna make you stand taller. So the first thing I did was I just was watching the view and I decided to put my arm up and just do a nice long side bend. So I'm doing my spine long. I'm doing light tension. I'm doing relaxed breathing. And I'm letting this hand go this way and this hip go that way. And I'm just enjoying the view. Not counting seconds, not counting time. Just counting breaths. Finding where I have a tight spot and just spending some time with my body and providing it what it needs to be healthy. If I push my belly forward a little bit, the stretch goes to the front. If I tuck my tail under, which is pulling my bottom under, it goes a little to the back. If I want more tension on the low body, I'll just cross my arm and create more length and just sink right in. The view really helps. Nature's a great place to get healthy. As always, do both sides. Start with just the arm tension and getting the alignment good. Make sure the stretch is light and the breathing's relaxed. So you start with the arm tension, then you let the hip dip. And then you add the leg. You can go to the front by popping the belly a little, or you can tuck the tail under. If you want to stretch towards the back a little of your sides. And then just relax. Relax and breathe. If your body gives you space, you could take it, but if you keep the tension light, you could stretch longer and get deeper stretches. Good. I'll probably spend more time doing these after I'm done the video, but I want to go through them all so you have them without having to watch me stretch for who knows how long. And also the walk here really helped. I did 5 or 10 minutes of walking, so my body's warm and my muscles are loose, so when I stretch, everything's ready to work. So this next one, right leg on the left side of the tree, or however that lines up on your video. And what's nice about this is you could stand tall, you can use the tree, and you could rotate. So I'm doing a light pull with this side and a light push with this, creating a nice rotation. I'm getting this great stretch on my hip flexors and psoas, and I'm getting great rotation in my spine. And because I'm up tall up here, I'm also getting a great stretch in my upper back, and I'm looking over my shoulder to get a stretch into my neck. Once again, light tension, easy breathing. Not trying to force anything, just taking what my body gives me. Head over to the other side. Spine tall, tension light, breathing relaxed. So my low back's stretching, my upper back is stretching, and I'm rotating my neck and stretching my neck too. That's to stretch out the top. The stretch out the bottom is going all the way down into my hip flexor, all the way down over my quad, and stretching there. So that's from a knee to the neck stretch right there. For the next one, I'm gonna stretch from my low back and hips all the way up through the top of my shoulders. So I'm gonna cross my one arm over to the opposite side of the tree, cross this arm over. So I have, in this situation, my left arm over top of my right. I'm gonna let my head drop down. I'm gonna let my bottom sink back and I'm gonna lengthen. And as I'm stretching and letting my weight pull backwards,
My arms are getting closer together, which is really giving me a great shoulder stretch. If you want, you could work the hip angles a little bit, and that puts a little different tension on the shoulders too. Or if you just want to relax right here, it's a great stretch all by itself. Then you want to do it opposite. You want to put the right arm over top this time and the left arm underneath. Let the head drop down. Good. Nice deep stretch. Great. That's stretching all in this area. All in the back of the shoulders, all the length of your back. Feels really good. For this one, I'm gonna cross my hands behind the tree. I'm gonna do a tall posture. We'll let my chest pop out, my tail tuck under so that my spine is in a neutral position. And I'm just gonna let it stretch forward. And then I'm gonna start to drop my knees and squat down and let the stretch raise my arms up so that there's more tension into the stretch so that my chest and shoulders are stretching now. I'm getting a good squat in, plus I'm getting a great shoulder stretch. If I wanna go a little higher up the tree, get my feet positioned, and then drop down. In this situation, I'm close enough to sit right here, and now I'm just gonna lean forward. So I have my arms up high. I have my back supported and straight. I'm sitting on the tree, and I'm letting the body weight lean forward to stretch the chest and the shoulders. And I'm just letting the head relax. I can keep the head neutral. I can explore the neck a little. And stretch the back of my neck on each side. These little add-ons are things you could do to find different tight spots to help yourself stretch. But if you only have time to do the main stretch, it's going to give you incredible benefit. But if you have extra time and you're able to explore, it's even better. Because then you could personalize the stretches to you. Great. That works out real nice. I also like to switch hands so that even those slightest variations can make sure I have balance as I'm stretching each side. It's a great stretch. Even stretches down into the biceps and the forearms, really good. For the next stretch, I'm gonna stretch my shoulder. So I'm gonna lean forward, left leg forward, right leg back, right arm back, and I'm just gonna lean forward. So I'm gonna do a lunge. So I'm stretching the front of my leg, I'm stretching my hip flexors. I'm getting a good workout in my hamstring and my front leg. So I'm strengthening the front, strengthening the back on the left side, and even stretching it a little. And the front is getting a nice deep stretch, and the shoulder's getting a nice deep stretch. Spine's up straight and neutral, tail's tucked under, always protecting the spine. Head up, enjoying the view of a bird flying in the sky. For here, you could change the angles. You could reach up high, which is a nice long stretch from the top of that hand all the way to the bottom of that knee. Put your hand in the middle, which will be a little more of the shoulder. You can put your hand low, which gives you a deeper stretch, and that's still a nice chest and shoulder stretch. All right, we do both sides. I do want to point out how cool this is. Look at this piece of metal sticking out of this tree. Okay, now we're gonna do the left side. Right leg forward, left leg back. Right arm stretch. You can have your arm straight. You can have a little bend, or you could have it at a 45 degree angle. Try all the different ones. They all stretch different areas, and all the stretches are good for your body. This is the one about shoulder level. Then we did the one that stretches up high, which really goes from the hand all the way down to the knee. Good. And then we had the one where we put our hand, start to reach it back, just below shoulder level, and then we drop it low right around hip and get a stretch from that area, which is really deep. Getting a great left leg stretch, getting a great right strengthening position. Good. And a great shoulder stretch. I like to layer activities. Anytime I do a motion, it's great when one leg's getting strengthened, one leg's getting stretched, the shoulder's getting stretched, the posture's getting reinforced, the view is good. Benefit, benefit, benefit. Try to do things that layer as many benefits on top of each other as possible from just one movement. I hope you enjoyed this workout, but most importantly, I hope it gave you ideas on things you could do to utilize your surrounding to feed your body health. I'm finishing the hike and the body is much looser. The legs, the hips, the back, the upper back, and the neck.